Greetings. This is news and a view from the Gunflint Trail. It seems odd, but not too surprising, I'm scooping the Gunflint Trail, and 1 week of the new month has already passed us by. When I reported last, it was May. Guess I missed a week somehow. With summer unofficially declared on Memorial Day weekend, the season is pretty much in full swing now, with the school year ending for local students. Further confirmation is seen in the Gunflint Forest, with the leaf out complete and the snow now gone from along the mile of pine. The magnificence of this wild territory is borne out in the rituals of each season, with autumn's collage of color, winter's white, and now summer green. A drive along the trail this time of year seems so striking after the mono of winter. What a contrast between the bright deciduous leaves and the deep green of the coniferous forest as a backdrop to the sky blue water and heavens. A scan across our rugged landscape presents a glowing penetration of magical chlorophyll revival. Another aspect of our turning green has caught forest folks' attention. There's something in the air, and it isn't the sound of music. I'm talking tree pollen. It's as if we're having an invisible dust storm. The hard-to-see collection on everything forest is most easily observed when one gets into the vehicle and has to turn on the windshield wipers to whisk the chartreuse powder away. My take on this springtime happening is the stuff is nearly as annoying as black flies. Luckily, allergic reaction for yours truly are not a problem with this component of the natural world. Atmospheric conditions over the past week have been on the verge of being a bit more summerish. Not too surprising, though, a few mornings on June's opening days found us near frost at Wildersmith, necessitating the comfort of warmth from the wood-burning stove. The other factor of Gunflint weather has been AWOL, and the area was in need of precipitation refill. Fortunately, the rain gods broke loose with a nice rain in the past few days, improving a crunchy situation. A trifecta of activities going on up the trail highlight this second weekend of month six. To kick things off, the annual Boundary Waters Expo commences its two-day run at 9 a.m. Saturday with a full schedule of events, concluding with a bonfire and speaker as the sun begins its descent. Then on Sunday, more activities with speakers, exhibits, and things to see and learn take off at 10:30 and run until mid-afternoon at 2:30. This has always been a fun time for wilderness enthusiasts, with notable outdoor experts sharing insights, the best and newest in gear, and a gathering of friends exchanging wildland experiences. The Boundary Waters Expo concludes just in time for attendees to trek on up the end of the trail for the annual Shrimp Boil. The event is a fundraiser sponsored by the Gunflint Trail Historical Society to benefit operations at the Chickwack Museum campus. Beginning at 4 p.m. and running until 6, it will be held at the Seagull Lake Community Center. In addition to the scrumptious dinner fixins, a bake sale will be going on in a dining room corner, with area sweet treat artisans donating their goods for purchase. All Gunflint community residents and visitors are welcome. If this isn't enough, activities spill over into Monday, June 10th, as the Society has its first membership gathering of the summer. Held at the Seagull Lake Community Center, it will be the annual meeting, commencing at 1:30, following the Society business review and election of new trustees, longtime Mid-Trail resident Ina Hugovink will be sharing historical perspectives titled One Man's Dreams. Sweets, coffee, and conversation will follow. All current members and wannabe members are invited. From the wild neighborhood, folks up the hill from Wildersmith had a Bruno come for a morning deckside visit a few days ago. The stopover was brief, with no reported bear shenanigans. At Wildersmith, we are still tolerating Woody the Chuck. The skittish critter played peekaboo with Mrs. Wildersmith the other day from under the nearby woodshed. Then, during a recent task up at Chickwalk, I came across the calling card from a moose. While finding such is not too unusual, this scene differed in that the lumpy sample was left on top of an overturned boat near the watercraft exhibit building. Another update from the Loon's Nest near the Chickwalk campus finds the iconic Minnesota couple hanging in there amidst harassment from both annoying black flies and a bothersome eagle. If they're able to survive these nasty assaults, chick hatching should occur any time during the next few days. In closing this week, a Help Wanted posting has been extended throughout the territory from the Gunflint Trail Historical Society. Help is needed for supervision in any of the three Vista facilities on the Chickwalk campus this 2019 season. Employment can come in the order of either full or part-time work. If interested, see Chickwalk on Facebook or boreal.org for more details and application filing. For WTIP, this is Wildersmith on the Gunflint Trail, where every day is great in the summertime.